We are going to do it. The top of Nun Aleph, 51a. Tani Reb Yosi Reb Huda Amar Reb Lazar Reb Shimon Oimer. So they say the following. Lo nischaibu Yisrael l'netar avoy el lachar avayas v'yishav ha-shakir shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav-shav- not before. Okay? We've had that in other areas as well, such as Shumas and Maestras, also the same thing, right? So the Gemara says...
Wait, so some of the things didn't kick in until after, you know, the 7 plus 7, and some of the things kicked in immediately. What did you say the other day that kicked in immediately? I can't remember.
I think Chodosh kicked in immediately.
That kicked in immediately? Yeah.
But Challah is also, I don't think it kicks in yet.
Why is that?
Everything's based on Pesukim, because it says... V'yachem l'ha'aretz, we need v'yas kolchem. You know, I don't know all the psukim right now.
Footnote number 2 says Arla took effect immediately.
Arla took effect on at the right of Dan. Correct, very good. Mm-hmm. Arla took effect immediately, yes. I'm Rav Chisna, Asya d'Rabi Rabbi Yehuda, b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda avoy. So he wants to say that Rabbi Yaisi, who was the son of Rabbi Yehuda, he was going in the shita of his father, Rabbi Yehuda. That Kamad Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lo Lamed Netar Avoy L'Maisa Sheni. We just had that Rabbi Yehuda learns Netar Avoy from Maisa Sheni, right? Kredish. Kamad Tamei Ein Maisa Sheni B'Surya. Just like we say, there's no Maisa Sheni in Surya, so the Kavah say Ein Netar Avoy B'Surya. That's what we said. That was Rabbi Shita, right? Remember? So Cain. So likewise, right? Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lo Lamed Netar Avoy L'Maisa Maisa Sheni. So Netar Avoy is also now from Maisa Sheni. Just like there's no Maisa Sheni until after the 14 years, so the same thing would be true about Netar Avoy as well. Okay, so we're comparing, what Rav Chisda is saying is we're going to compare the Limud as far as Surya is concerned to the Limud of Arba Esrei Shana, Shavash Kavshu, Shavash Kachilka is concerned. Now that is a Gemara's going to have a very basic objection to that, because as you recall, the din of Surya is what kind of din?
Drabbana.
It's a drabbana din. So he's comparing. So first of all, even if just thinking out yourself, you're going to realize the fallacy behind what he's saying. We're talking about a gezeirah shavah, right? That we're learning Kodesh.
Right.
From Netar Avoy to Maaser Sheni. Just like there's no Maaser Sheni in Surya, so too there's no Netar Avoy in Surya. But we're talking a Gzeira Shava. It doesn't make any sense. There's no Gzeira Shava on Surya. Surya is a Dindra Bona. So it's an Asmachta type of a Limud.
Yeah.
Okay, so if it's an Asmachta type of a Limud, so now let's take a look at what you're talking about. Now, so you're comparing the din of Sheva Shekovshu versus Sheva Shecholku to say that it didn't kick in. The same way Maaser Sheni doesn't kick in until after 14 years, so too Netar Avoy also will not kick in until after the 14 years. So he's comparing the son to his father, Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara is going to object. That's just the opposite. The son is going in a din d'oraisa. You could start with the son. But the father is going on a din d'rabbanan. You could say the same way the father was learning his limud just like his son learned. You don't say his son learned his limud like the father. That doesn't make any sense. Amar Rav Yosi, he shitas b'no. No, Rabbi Yehuda is following his son. Surya l'meida me'arba esrei shana. You're going to learn Surya din d'rabbanan from the 14 years. First of all, d'rabbanan is going to be an asmachta based on the d'oraisa. And second of all, Surya doesn't even exist at the time of the 14 years. You can't be learning for 14 years from Surya. Surya doesn't even exist till much later, right? You don't learn the 14 from Surya. He's basically saying you're not saying it right. It's an objection, which is, in other words, you're not thinking logically. It's kind of like. you know, this kind of a question is not a question which is a kasha. It's a question which is you're comparing apples with oranges, so to speak, in a certain way. In other words, is this a question? What kind of question is this? Okay, let's put it this way. It's a technical question. You can't make a gzeira shava for drabbanon and then compare that din to a deraisa. That's basically what we're saying. Okay, ksiv. Now we're talking about whether it's mum gavoyer or mum hejet. That netarvai. Ubashona hachamishas taklu es piryo lahosif lachem. Pasha pshat in the pasuk is it's talking about netarvai. After the fourth year, that if you keep the din of Arla Netar Avoi, then in the fifth year, Hashem's going to bless you. You're going to have more to eat, so to speak. Right? Rabbi Yosef Glili Yomer, Harayat Kamoisif Peres Chamishas Al Peres Revias. The Pasuk is telling me that I'm going to compare, that I'm adding the fifth year fruit to the fourth year fruit. So there's a comparison between the fifth year and the fourth year. What? Ma Peres Chamishas Lava Olin. Just like the fifth year fruit is obviously completely mine, there's no dinim on the fifth year, right? Aperis revias lava olin. So that's true also. The netar avoi, it's not mamon hekdesh. It's not mamon gavai, I should say. It's mamon hejet. That's the Gemara's drasha. So Reb Zeira, Reb Yossi, Moshe Yaikana, he made Asya Reb Yossi, Aglili, Kareb Yehudas. Now, so this last thing was Reb Yossi, Aglili, right?
It's the Mishnah is now.
Oh, very good. That's a machlokes of Yehuda and Rameh. Rameh says you cannot. Rabbi Yehuda says you can. Because they have a machlokes what? Mamon Gavaya, Mamon Hedget. Right, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Mamon Hedget. According to Rameh, it's Mamon Gavaya, so it's not Makudeshus. Very good. So now the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yaisi, Haglili, who is saying that this is Momen Hejet, right? We're comparing the fourth year to the fifth year to say that just like the fifth year is yours, so the fourth year is yours, meaning that it's Momen Hejet. So he's going to come out like Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah in Kedushin, right?
I mean, it still has Kedusha, but it's yours.
Exactly. It has Kedusha. Kamad Rabbi Yehuda, I know, Isa is going to chasav, can Rabbi Yehuda, Isa can chasav, just like his property. Now, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyah, boy, come here, Rabbi Zeira. So now he has the following question. Rabbi Yirmiyah always has the best questions. Kedivrei Mishu, Isa, Isa, Kenachosav, if you hold on this moment, Hedjet, Simaoshi, Chayb, and Mysis. Are you going to be Chayb and take off Mysis? So when I have my net or boy, and I pick it, do I have to now give Truma some Mysis from it? Right? So, right? That's what he's asking. Because it's if you hold this moment, go voya. So now why are you not chayav to give it, right? Otherwise, yeah.
Good question.
That's his question. So over here, we could plow on, but there's a footnote here about something. In 12, footnote 12 in the brackets, it says the other side of the question is not entirely clear. Right? If Ravoi is the property of the owner,
right,
it should seem obvious that it should be subject to Trumas and Maishas. After all, Beis Shammai says that Ravoi is subject to Peret Ba'ilis. And we said the reason why is because they hold this Momen Hedget. And just like Momen Hedget is Chayav in Matnasaniyim, so these two are all Chayav in Matnasaniyim. So why wouldn't it be Chayav in Maisos? That's what he means, that it's not obvious what the Tzad. There's got to be two Tzadim, right? The Tzad that you be Chayav in Maisos, and the Tzad that you be Potter from Maisos. What's the Tzad that you're Potter from Maisos if you hold this Momen Hedget? That's what he's raising over here.
He says that the chiyu peridololor is when it's still attached.
That's true.
As opposed to maestras, is only after you detach it. So that's a huge difference. When it's still attached, it's not revived.
Well, parrot is not one that's attached. Parrot is parrot are the ones that fall off.
Right, that's what he's saying.
All the logs as well, it's still attached.
Right, but I'm saying the chiyuv of parrot and all the logs is chal.
It's chal
the minute that it grows.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And therefore, you would say, yeah, that there's a chiyuv of parrot and all the logs, right? Because it's chal when it's still connected to the ground.
No, I want to understand. So how does the fact that it's a moment hedjet, how is that impacted one way or the other by when it's chal?
When something's moment hedjet, does it belong to someone in particular?
Yeah, the owner.
So what he's trying to say, I think, is that the minute that it's not connected to the ground, that's, and you finish the malacha, gemar malacha,
yeah,
you pnei abayit, whatever, that's when the maestro should kick in. But because...
You're speaking out the other side. Okay,
right.
Good. So you're saying that maybe... Okay, we're talking about netar abayit.
Right.
So let's see here. So
when
does netar abayit kick in? Netar abayit kicks in when it starts to grow or when it's picked or what? What do you think?
When it's a fruit, when it starts to grow, it's one third.
I mean, if you compare it to Maaser Sheni, I would say that just like Maaser Sheni is only chal when it's detached, so too Netar Avayit is also only chal when it's detached. That's what I would say, Asvara, but based on our comparison.
That's a good question.
You can't. I know for sure you can't be poded. That we know for sure. You can't be poded until after it's detached. So I'm going to assume that it's not chal until after it's detached. In which case, it's exactly like Maaser Sheni. It's like Maaser Rishon. Again, if it's all we're doing is we're making all, in this bracket note. He's not saying that since there's a din of parrot and ololos, so therefore, by design, it must be that Maaser and Maaser Sheni and Bet Avayit are all chal as well, because like you're saying, it isn't not exactly the same. But it makes a difference whether it's Momen Gevoyah or Momen Hedjet. If it's Momen Hedjet, these chiyuvim kick in. It's Matnas Aniyim from the case of Parat Va'olos or Maaser Rishon, the case of Matnas Kahuna. So why wouldn't Bet Avayit also be chayiv? That is the basis of his question. Okay, that's it. He says, if you want to see a discussion on this problem, look in Derek Amuno, Hilchos Maaser Sheni 9-4. So, you know, we can look that up later. I didn't look it up. Sorry. So now, Amale. So now we're on 51A2. So the Gemara says, Amale. So he said to him, and there's nobody on here. And if there's nobody on here, you know, I'll leave it on anyway. Kai dam Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, dami b'nomen Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, loy saif dam halacha zu. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi had the following statement: not only is this halacha, and we're going to say, I'll tell you in a second what that halacha was, but ela kol halacha shehiro fefes bebezdin, right? If any halacha which Bezdin doesn't know, they're not sure what how to go with it. You don't know its characteristics. It says you don't know how to rule. Say or a hey chatzibur noheg. Go out and see how do people behave. Take a look at the way Klal Yisrael is noheg in the street. When you always hear someone said that's a lot of people like to say that's not the minhag. You know that's a very common phrase. You want to put someone down. So, you know, you give him an argument that he can't respond to because it's not based on scholastics, it's based on experience. So, excuse me, but that's not the minhag. I love it. It knocks them down. They're speechless because, you know, who's going to argue with that? They usually do. When I say that, usually what they say is, who says that's not the minhag? Okay. I want to tell you an example of this. A conversation I had with the Gabbai at the 6 o'clock minyan. I noticed that when they're taking the Torah out to be laid on Mondays and Thursdays, the Gabbai would not wait for the Torah to reach the Bima before he starts saying V'segol V'seroh
Pusog
and call up the Kohen. He would, like the chazan would be like, you know, down towards the end, down the end of the aisle, making a left to go towards the Bima, and he's starting V'segol. So I called him on it, of course, because that's my favorite thing to do, is to call people on their mistakes. And I said, you know, I'm sorry, but that's not the minhag. And of course, I went to the rabbi because I wanted to make sure that it was not just me. And the rabbi told me that he actually, it bothered him also, and he did a survey of what the other gabbaim do, and everybody else besides him wait until the bima, the Torah is put down on the bima. And the reason is obvious.
It's because you want to get out.
It's because you're showing you don't have patience, basic patience, right? Emergency vehicle? Is that a solo vehicle? Yeah. So anyway, so over here, so let's take a look at what we're saying over here. Let's get back to our sugya. So we're saying over here, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the question, is Netar Avayah Chayav and Maisras? When you don't know, go take a look and see how the people are Noheg. And how the people Noheg, next line, Banan Chamyon, we see, right, Sibura, the community, to Lo Mafreshin, that they don't take off Maisras from Netar Avayah. They don't do it. Maisras, they don't do it. Now there's a big problem over here. Let's see, does it have it over here? Probably on the next page. I'll wait till the next page. It comes up. Yeah, next page. Okay, so that's what we're saying now.
So that includes Truma too?
Yeah, they don't take anything. Yeah, not their boy. You take it to Yerushalayim. Just like Maaseh Sheni, you take it to Yerushalayim, and you eat it in Yerushalayim. So not their boy, you also take it to Yerushalayim and eat Yerushalayim. So, there's no truth in my interest. No, we say truth in my interest. So, Amr Abmona, Ilo Amr Kaveh Shammai. So, let's work this out. Wait a second. You just said, right, follow what we said. We said that Rabbi Yirmiyah was only asking if you hold its Mamon Hegit, do you take Trumas and Maisras? If you hold its Mamon Gavaya, of course you don't take Trumas and Maisras, because it's not yours. Who holds that Netar Avayah is Mamon Hegit? Beis Shammai. So you're going to bring a proof from the way the Velt is Noheg. The Velt is Noheg like Beis Shammai? Of course not. What are you plopling about? That's what he's asking. Rabbi Moni says, what are you plopling? Elo Amar Kaveh Shammai, if he would have said, had Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the question in the following lashon and said, according to Beis Shammai, what is the din? Do you have to take Maisras from Netar Avayah? Would you have said, Yesh Tzibur Kaveh Shammai? You wouldn't be able to quote the Tzibur's practice. It would be meaningless. Amar Rav Avin. So, L'mamadu Netar Avayah L'mi Maisras Sheni. So the Gemara says, let's go back to our original limud. We learned from Maisras Sheni. Remember, Kodesh Kodesh, right? Kamada Tamar, Ein Maisras Sheni, Chayva Maisras. Just like we say, Maisra Sheni is not Chayva Maisras, right? If you take Maisra Sheni, you don't have to take Maisra Rishon from Maisra Sheni. Right? Think about this argument. It's like, I'm taking Maisra Sheni, and I'm going to take it to Yerushalayim, and you're going to tell me I have to take Maisras from my Maisra Sheni? No one ever suggested such a ridiculous thing, right? So the Kavosai, Netar Avayah, Chayva Maisras. So the same thing should be true on Netar Avayah. What's the obvious fallacy behind this? What are you talking about? This is the bomb kash over here. What are you talking about? When Maaser Sheni is after a series of hafroshos from Tevel. You started with Truma, then you took off Maisras. Now this Tevel had already all the Trumas and Maisras taken from it. So of course the Maaser Sheni is not going to need Maisras taken from it. It's already been taken. This is the most ridiculous argument I ever heard in my life. It's like, it's crazy. This argument is mamish, makes no sense. Netar Avayah, that's just fresh off the vine. Nothing's been taken. It's the fourth year of produce. You're taking it to Yerushalayim, and you're asking, do you have to take maisus from it? That's a valid question.
Is the Havamina that the stuff that grew in the first 3 years is like the trumas and maisus you took off before you got to the maisus sheni? Is that the parallel?
What kind of parallel is that? You didn't take those at all. Those were asur b'hanor. You didn't take them. You didn't give them to anybody. They were completely forbidden. What's the comparison?
But truma and meiser are usher to the owner.
No, they're not usher. If you're a kohen, it's not usher, and if you're a zayr, you're not usher and meiser either. You could eat meiser.
The kasher is a weak kasher, but I can see some similarity in structure. You know, those 3 years.
I don't know. I gotta tell you, I don't see that. I don't see the comparison, but hey, whatever. If you see it, fine.
I not really. I'm just looking.
You're trying to look to try to solve this Yerushalmi. It's a very difficult Yerushalmi. A long footnote here in footnote 2.
Huge.
He's quoting Chazon Ish at length. Chazon Ish is the one that's raising these problems. These are basic problems. I mean, this is, you don't need Chazon Ish to ask this question, right? There was a suggestion that we're talking about Maaser Sheni Shehigdimo B'Shibolin, which doesn't work. We're talking about the Din D'Oraisa here. We're not talking about stuff where you took it out of order. So let's see what's going on over here. Basically, I mean, I don't understand the answer completely, but I think he's saying that the Gzeira Shava of Kodesh Kodesh is telling me that it's the same. Doesn't matter whether the reason is different. In other words, we know Maaser Sheni doesn't have to have anything taken off of it. There's a Gzeira Shava that compares that to Maaser Sheni, and that's it. Once you have the comparison, you don't deal with Svaris anymore. So we'll leave it at that for now. Okay, let's move on. Meshamay says what? That it has parrot and oilus because it's Maman Hedyet, right? Rabchiya B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, so they quote Rabbi Yechanan, and they say the following, Isas Maaser Sheni B'Yerushalayim, if you had dough of Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, right? You had wheat that you made into dough, it was Maaser Sheni, are you Chayav and Chala? According to Rabbi Meir, who holds Maaser Sheni is Momen Gavoya, he's Potter Menach Challah. He's going to say he doesn't have to give Challah at all. Rabbi Yehuda Chayves B'Challah, but according to Rabbi Yehuda holds Momen Hedyet, it will be Chayev B'Challah. So that's Rabbah quoting Rabbi Yechanan. Amar Rabbi Yoina Amar El B'Yerushalayim. This statement that you're saying, that according to Rabbi Meir, you would be Potter from Challah, is only true in Yerushalayim. Okay. Habikvulin lo. I'm sorry, it's not Rabbi Meir. It would be Rabbi Yehuda. I got it the wrong way. Only there does Rabbi Yehuda say challah has to be separated. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda holds its moment hedget. But Lagabi, what is it moment hedget? It's moment hedget because I can eat it there in Yerushalayim.
If I'm
chutz Yerushalayim, I can't eat it, so it's so removed from my being in my rishus that he'd agree that it would not be chayav and challah. That's basically what it says. Habik vulin lo. Yeah. 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 There's a note here. Okay. Rabbah bar Kohen bo kumi Rabbi Yosi kedirei mishum chayav b'peret. So according to the one, meaning Beis Shammai, who says that Ravoi is chayav and peret, so mahu shetei chayav es b'chala, is it chayav and chala? Are you willing to separate chala from Ravoi? So the Gemara says, I'm alei v'lo Rabbi Yehuda hi. Does not Rabbi Yehuda say that it is what subject to chala? Sure he does. So it stands to reason Beis Shammai would also have that opinion. That's he basically saying, you know, you're asking Akasha, we just had Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, you're chayav and challah. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said, it's Momen Hedyet. Beis Shammai is the one that sends Mom and Hedyot. So let's just compare the two and say, just like he says Yechayim Akala, so to Beis Shammai would also hold Yechayim Akala. The Savrinon Meimar, Kol Hadeh Hilchas Rabbi Yehuda, Kamei Shammai. We have assumed that each one of the rulings of Yehuda in this sugya follows Beis Shammai. So if Beis Shammai rules that Ravoy is subject to Chala, Beis Shammai presumably rules that likewise. As you can see, this is a very strange couple of lines. Doesn't seem to be saying anything. There's no flow. It's repetitious. It's clearly there's room for the Vilna Gaon to step in and completely change the Gemara, which he does. You know, so he says over here in number 9. He tries to explain what's going on over here.
So I didn't understand. Well, what is this? What is this? Wheat and Revai. He's saying that it's.
So now you're raising another problem.
Yeah.
So there's another problem, which is we had. Remember we talked about Machlokas whether we hold this Neta Revai or Karam Revai. So if you hold this Karam Revai, which means there's only Revai on the grapes.
Right.
So how can we talking about Chala? On Netar Avoy. Chala means it's wheat, right? So the answer would be you had grapes. You were poured it with money. It had the Kedusha, you had Kedusha of Netar Avoy, and then you bought wheat with that money. So that's how you could transfer the Kedusha from the grapes over to the wheat. So there is a possibility to end up with a Chala question on Netar Avoy, even if you hold it's only Karam Avoy. That's a possible answer. Very good. All right, let's finish up the Mishnah because it's getting late. The Mishnah says, "Ketzad podim netravai." How are you podim netravai? Which is, in other words, the problem is like this. There's got to be a procedure here. The reason why, I'm having a little shikha over here. Just 1 second. Oh yeah, the reason is because you're going to be reducing the price. You're doing this estimation while it's still attached to the ground. Okay, you're not actually doing the pidyon now. You're trying to figure out the value. So let's just read the Mishnah. So in the Echzasal, you get rid of the iron. You put the basket in front of three people. Three people. Well, three people are figuring out what it's worth, or you have three people bidding on it, whatever the pshat is. Voimer, you say to them, How many baskets of such fruit would go for a sella? Let's say it would be two baskets for a sella, right? Amanas lahoitzi yitzias mi beso. And what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to reduce the price of the fruit by telling the person that all of the expenses of the processing, that is to say, he brings in footnote 14, such work includes plowing, that's digging around the tree, pruning, fertilizing, harvesting, guarding, all these are expenses which are external to the price, and you're going to be responsible for those expenses. So if you tell me I'm going to be responsible for those expenses, my price is going to weigh down on how much I'll pay for a sala of such produce, because I know I've got a long road ahead with this fruit before it'll, you know, and I'm going to have to pay for all that. So
it's not as easily if the next basket, you know, and it does go down in price. Right?
It's just we're trying to figure out what it's worth. So the appraisers figure out how much a person would pay for fruits of this quality once they begin to develop on the tree. So these expenses, so that was the question. Ketzad podim netar vay means how do you figure out how much netar vay is going to be worth? You can't be pod it right now because it's attached to the tree. But you're figuring out what it's going to be worth later on.
Right, it's everything that grows that year. It's not just the beginning.
Yeah. When Yachasam was, you put down the money. Volmer, he says, Kol hanil katmizah, any fruit that has been picked. So now you notice we've skipped ahead now. You understand? This is not part of the assessment. We've now just imagine in your mind, we've gone ahead a few months, and now the fruit has been picked, and now you're going to make an announcement. Kol hanil kamiza, anything that has been picked from this, l'chulal amosha elu mikach v'kach salam b'sela, using the formula that you had developed earlier in the year with the three experts. So that's the tricky part of this Mishnah. The Mishnah has like something that starts off at the beginning when it's attached, and then v'omer, that's going later when you've already picked it. And with this, we finish today's daf. Okay?
So you have to take that money to Yerushalayim?
So he says like this. Only when redeeming Revoi does one deduct expenses, but not when you're redeeming Maaser Sheni. Why is that? The distinction is, produce does not become Maaser Sheni until after it's been harvested, processed, and designated as Maaser Sheni. At that point, all the expenses of growing the produce have already been incurred. So there are no expenses to be deducted from the value of the harvested fruit. Fourth year produce, however, attains the sanctity of Revoi while still attached to the ground. So the Kedushas Revoi starts when it's attached to the ground. Since expenses are still being incurred at that time, they can be deducted from the cost of the fully grown harvested fruit. So that's like a very big yesod, that there's actually Kedusha on the tree, even though it hasn't been designated yet. But we know everything that's going to grow this year, like you said, it's all fourth year. It's all going to be Revoi. And so therefore, when you're...
Don't you have to wait then to the beginning of the fifth year to do what you have to do with the fruit? Will you just do it?
When you harvest in the fourth year. So at harvest time, you're going to have this price which has a reduction in your expenses. I don't know, that it needs more clarification. It's not so pushy.